Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello and good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you listening to me on this fine Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We're a live show. Did you know that? We are a live show. After the show's over, it becomes a podcast. So it is a live show. So there's no take two. There's nothing like that. If I make a mistake, well, I just made a mistake. That's why it's called Hospitality Unplugged, because whatever happens, happens. What we talk about, we talk about. So we just want to make sure that, you know, we're keeping things in check. We're not saying crazy things out there. But anyway, I want to thank everyone for joining us, people at LA Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook Live. So I do thank you for that. I just want to say one thing about the people on Facebook Live. So when you see me and there's no talking or anything like that, I'm pretty sure you can't hear the music that's playing in my ear. So I have to wait for all this to stop before I can start talking, because a couple of people had talked to me. They stopped me on the street and they said, "Hey, why does it take you so long to start talking? I mean, I tune in or I turn on Facebook Live and you're just sitting there." I'm like, "Well, I'm sitting there because I'm listening to the music. And once it goes through a progression of, you know, introductions of the show and things like that, that's when I talk." So that's why it's maybe, I think it's like a minute and maybe 10 seconds. So bear with me for a minute and 10 seconds, people. You know, be patient, okay? So I do talk, I will speak, and probably talk too much, but just kind of be patient on that, okay? So, but I do thank you for the feedback, because quite a few people have said that, "Well, every time I tune in, you're just talking." Well, you're only tuning in for the first minute. You're not even going a minute and 10 seconds. So you're turning me off at a minute when you should be listening for another 10 seconds and then you'll hear me talk. But anyway, hear me speak. But anyway, that's, I just had to say that, right? So I think I owe you guys an apology here. I've been thinking, I read this thing this morning before I was leaving on the come to the show. I check a lot of feeds and things like that. And one had to do with being a vegan, right? Well, all along, for the whole year, and just so you guys know, as of January 3rd of this year, I've been a vegan for a whole year, 12 months, okay? So, yeah, congratulations to me. I've been a vegan for 12 months. So, but I see this kind of it was a posting. It had to do with being a vegan. It was I'm going to clarify this. So this is what I'm apologizing for, right? So I'm apologizing for what I'm about to tell you. So this is a clarification for being a vegan. Okay, being a vegan means eating a plant-based diet, which I do, right? I do eat plant-based. Eating a plant-based diet does not mean being a vegan. Okay, because being a vegan is more of a lifestyle, as far as, you know, no animals are being harmed. So you're taking a stance on all that, meaning you're not using leather. You're not using any other animal products, anything like that at all. So that's what's being a vegan. So it's more of a, you're taking a position that, you know, I'm going to take a position. I'm not letting any animals be harmed and things like that. Well, I do, and I don't even think about it. It's not even conscious, right, that you have a leather belt, you know, things like that. You know, leather is made from cows and things like that. So I don't even think about that. So I was just thinking about me being a vegan, meaning my diet has changed and things like that. So from now on, I guess I'm going to say I have vegan ways, but I'm on a plant-based diet, okay? So I just had to address that because it was really eating at me. I was like, oh, my God, I've been saying I'm a vegan, so I've been a fraud for the last year. Well, no, yeah, well, part yes, part no. So I do respect the people that are vegan, so don't get me wrong. I do respect that, but I guess at this point I am not a vegan because I still wear, like I said, the belt I have on is leather. So I do apologize for that, I guess. But anyway, so that was it. So that was eating at me, so I just had to get that out. I just needed some clarification. So now I can move on with my life now, okay? So that's it. So I clarified the vegan part. I want to say happy birthday to my mom. Actually, her birthday is on Thursday, but I didn't want to forget today. So I do appreciate my mom. I love her very much. And happy birthday to you on Thursday. But you can start celebrating it today. What are you going to eat? She's probably going to go to Amapola to eat. Okay, so that's one of the famous Mexican restaurants in Blythe. Okay, so my mom is from Blythe. I can't say anything bad about Blythe, okay, because I'm from there, right? And my mom and dad, my brother and sister, our whole family's from Blythe, right? So I can't say anything bad. But I do use Blythe as a joke every now and then, and my mom, she takes offense to that. So, in fact, after she hears this, she's going to call me and say, why did you laugh about Blythe? But anyway, happy birthday, Mom. and have fun or have a good meal at from Amapola. Industry news. What's going on in the industry? Hotels are looking to upsell their in-house products. What does that mean? Like spa, you know, it's services, not just products, but services and things like that. So, you know, you check in and the old way you check in and they tell you, you know, we have a restaurant here, serves from, you know, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that kind of thing. Maybe they'll tell you about specials or maybe the specials are on the desk itself. But now, you know, there's other ways of doing it. You know, you got, you know, electronics in the rooms. You got, you know, laptops or not laptops, but I'm reading from one right now, an iPad. So you have the iPads and things like that in the rooms now, right? So in-room tablets. So you can get all the information there. In fact, when you make reservations these days, some brands or some chains, once you make a reservation, they start sending you push notifications of certain things that are going on within the hotel. Other services like spa services, restaurant, you know, how many restaurants they have in-house, what kind of meals or what specials they may have at the bar, specials they may have in the restaurant as well, you know, with, you know, anything like that. So that's what I'm saying as far as hotels are trying to up their game on that, right? So if you start seeing all these things, it's because they're trying to up their game. They're trying to maximize everything they have in their restaurant. Because, you know, a lot in their hotel, a lot of times you go to hotels, if it's a big hotel, you don't even realize all the services they even have to offer. Unless there's signage, you know, from the front desk to the elevator. You know, you always see elevator signs, right? You know, restaurants, you know, the steak, you know, a big steak, you know, a picture of a steak in the restaurant, you know, or in the elevator. Go to a restaurant, whatever it's called. You know, 123 restaurant is based on, I mean, it's located on the first floor or whatever. So you see that advertising, right? But now they're trying to step up a little more. They're trying to be more, you know, more technology, right? So they want to up that. They want to make sure people are going to eat in these outlets that they have. They have a gift store. They want to make sure they advertise for that. They have a spa. They want to make sure they advertise. Not that they just have a spa, but what are their specific services within the spa, right? So are they doing nails? Are they doing, you know, whatever they're doing? I mean, the massages, whatever the heck they're doing, they want to make sure they're doing that. So when you go in the room and you see, and you may have already seen this, you see tablets and iPads in there where you can order room service via that. You don't even have to talk to anyone anymore. You just click on it. I want this, 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 and that. And they send it. And then next, you know, you know, you ordered a sandwich and french fries and a drink, and it's $40, okay? Because there's a service charge on top of that, there's a delivery fee on top of that as well. So just be mindful of that stuff, just in case you didn't know. So hotels are looking to upsell their in-house products and services. So just so you know that. As I take a drink of water, 2020 best places to work in hotel tech industry. Now, this is not the hotel industry. This is the tech industry. This is industries that support hotels, right? So there's a lot of industry that support hotels. Say, you know, revenue management places. I mean, companies that do revenue management for hotels. They may do, I don't know, HR services. They may do a lot of these different things. But these are tech companies that support hotels, like accounting, guest messaging, revenue management, things like that. So these are the top 10 companies, and they're based on how they get to, you know, you always see these surveys like, what's the best company to work for in the United States? Well, what is it based on? Okay, well, these top 10 companies are based on work-life balance, personal development, gender equality. I mean, it's all based on that. So, and some of these companies you may not even have heard of. I mean, I've heard of them because I, you know, we had to subscribe to some of these things as a director of sales or as a general manager. So I've heard of some of these, but they're companies that support hotels. So they're not necessarily hotels. They're not hotels. They just support. So they're a third party that supports some type of service or some type of thing that the hotel needs. If, like I said, if that's accounting services, if that's revenue management services, if that's guest messaging services, you know, those for an example, right? So like I said, some of these you've heard, some you have not. Number one is SuitePad, and that's SuitePad. So look up these companies, you know, Google these companies and see what they mean. So if you're interested in, you know, having a job within a company that supports hotels, you know, companies that collaborate with hotels, and I'm gonna get into collaboration later, but companies that help out hotels. So that's what this is. SuitePad is number one. Pace is number two. That's PACE. Muse System, MEWS, is three. Hotel Kit, HOTELKIT, Kit. Number five is Cloud Beds. I can just imagine what that is, right? Alice is number six, ALICE. Hotel Effectiveness is number seven. These are companies that do tech for hotels, okay? And they're the top companies to work for. Some of these are based in the U.S. Some of these are based abroad as well. Ask Suite is number eight. Revenate, which I've heard of before. I believe it has to do with revenue management. Revenate, revenue management. Okay, that was easy, right? That's number nine. So I've heard of that because we've used that at one hotel before. I can't remember what the heck that hotel was, but we've used that before. And then the last one is Book Boost. Top 10 hotels, I mean, top 10, what do you call them? 2020 best places to work in hotel technology. Okay, so that's what those companies were. So anyway, that's it. I just happened to find that and say, you know what? We always talk about hotel, or hospitality. But I never talk about what companies support the hotel industry, right? So there you go. So you can never say that Russell of Hotels never talked about the companies that support the hospitality or hotel industry. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Now, just so you know, I'm the Russell of Hotels, right? So I'm Russell Edmond. That is my name. I go back a long time in hotels for people who maybe have just tuned in for the first time, or maybe they forgot, or maybe they've been listening and like, well, what is he really? Who is this guy? So anyway, so contact information, russell@russellofhotels.com. That's my email. So if you want to get a hold of me, you have questions for me, you can always ask. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. I'm heavy on social media. Always have been, always will be. Social media is something that you need to be involved in. If you're not involved in it, meaning as a company, as a business, it's debatable if you want to be involved in it on a personal level. And I understand that because a lot of people don't want to put all their stuff out there. But just because you don't put your stuff out there does not mean it's not already out there. Just FYI. So, but I'm out there. I want to be out there because I'm building a brand, right? I'm trying to build a strong brand, Russell of Hotels. So from day one, I had to, you know, get out there and do it. And believe me, I was hesitant to do it at first. I was like, well, let me hide behind, like if I'm working at a hotel, let me just hide behind that, be the person behind that's doing, you know, all the postings and things like that. But then after that, I'm like, well, why can't I just be the brand too? So I'm a brand working for a brand or representing a brand. So I said, you know what? I set out, you know, maybe 3 years ago to build a strong brand, and that's the Russell of Hotels brand. And part of what I was doing was coming up with a radio show. So that all in, you know, that all enhances the brand, right? Because I don't want people, you want to remain relevant. Always remember that. Okay. If you're a brand, your own individual brand, or if you're working for a brand, a hotel, restaurant, your influencer, whatever the heck you are, CVB person, meeting planner, you want to make sure people know who you are. However that is, if that's social media, if that's in your face, I mean, being in the face of people all the time, that's what you need to do, right? So always make sure that you're posting things. And I'm speaking of social media now. Always make sure that you're posting things. You let people know what you're doing, where you are. I mean, and like I said, that's debatable if you even want to do that. But like I said, I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to show people where I am because it's all about, I was going to say it's all about FOMO. But you remember what FOMO is? Hashtag FOMO, fear of missing out. You know, people, you put stuff out there for people to see and they're like, oh, God, that Russell of Hotels, he's really doing a lot. I wish I was doing that. You know, people approach me all the time, right? And they say, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that. You're here, you're there. Yeah, I'm at some of these places. Yeah, of course I am. Of course, right? Those are all my photos that I take. Anything I'm posting, I'm taking photos of myself. And that's another thing, because I was helping, doing some consulting for someone in social media, right? And it's non-hotel related, right? And I'm giving him advice on what he should do. And I keep telling him that, you know, make sure you add pictures and, you know, photos and video if you can, right? Of places that you've been, but make sure they are real pictures, meaning they're not stock photos. I mean, you're not getting them from the internet. You're actually taking these pictures and then you're posting yourself. Because, you know, Google placement on there, that plays a big role into SEO and all that kind of stuff, right? So if you're using stock photos, you're doing yourself a disservice when you're posting things on the, you know, through your platforms. If that's Twitter, that's Facebook, if that's Instagram, if that's what else do I use? LinkedIn. All those, use real pictures. Don't use stock photos. Okay, so that's my advice today. And I told this guy the same thing. I said, make sure everything you post, make sure there's a picture along with it. So I actually, because he was sending out stock photos. I'm like, yeah, you're not getting a lot of hits on that, just so you know. And he didn't really understand until I kind of explained it to him. And now he's kind of believing me a little bit, but it's kind of hard, especially somebody that's just now starting doing it. And they may be a little older, meaning, you know, they thought this, what is this? They thought this social media thing was a fad. And he told me this. He said, well, Russell, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. And this is him and his accent. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought that social media thing was a fad. I didn't think it was going to catch on. I'm like, dude, okay, whatever. All right. Well, it's caught on and you need to listen. Okay. So there you go. But like I said, I consult with people. It's not necessarily all in the hospitality. I mean, anyone that calls me and needs some advice on how they should be posting and things like that, I'm here to help. So it's all about education. That's what On Air with Russell of Hotels is. It's about education. It's not just about, you know, so you guys can see me and I can talk. It's about education, right? So if you need help with social media, need help with meetings, things like that, that's what I'm here to do. So I'm rambling today. But anyway, so I was on how to get a hold of me. Okay. So russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. Twitter, I post things on Twitter. In fact, you look now, I got a bunch of stuff on there now. Russell of Hotels, IG, Russell of Hotels, LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond, Facebook, Russell L. Edmond, and Russell of Hotels. Yes, I do have two Facebook pages. And my website is Russell of Hotels, russellofhotels.com. Okay, don't miss the OF. Because you know what? There is a Russell Hotel. So if I'm speaking too fast and you type in Russell Hotels, well, there's Russell Hotels in the UK. And you don't want to get mixed up with them. Okay, so that's, I'm Russell of Hotels. I don't own a hotel. I consult and I'm about hotels, right? I spent 25, 30 years working in hotels, 14 different hotels. Okay. So that's why I came with the name of hotels, because I've been so ingrained in hotels. So I said, you know what? I got to be of hotels or something. I mean, that was the name I came up with. So anyway, this show will be on iTunes after here. So after the show is complete, I don't know what I was saying, but after the show is complete, it becomes a podcast. So it's a live show, like I said in the intro, but after it's over, it becomes a podcast, and you can get me on any or most of the your podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Play, just Google Russell Hotels or On Air with Russell Hotels. You'll find me. You can also hashtag Hospitality Unplugged, and that comes right to me. No one else is using that hashtag. Hospitality Unplugged. That's Russell Hotel. So check that out and see. Sponsorship opportunities. Every now and then, I have sponsorships. Actually, today is a dual sponsorship. So Russell Hotels is sponsoring, and then also, what is that? Wealth After Work is sponsoring our live radio show today. So they're sponsoring as well. So people that are interested and they want to see their name for all the Facebook Live people to see, as well as I'm going to talk about it. You know, I'm talking about your company, your organization. And if you even wanted to come on the show and talk about your show, talk about your brand, you are more than welcome to do that. So all the contact information, just give me a call or email me and let me know, and we can talk about that. But you want to get your message, you know, why sponsorship opportunities? You want to get your message to the right people. I mean, on any given week, you have access to 20, 30, 50, 100,000 people based on the show, based on where it goes. And it's not just from the live show, right? So right now it's a live show, right? But like I said, it becomes the podcast. So you get a lot more traction from the podcast. And then on LA Talk Radio site, there's people that listen to it on there as well. So it's just an audio, not the whole the visual or the video that Facebook Live has as well. But I make sure I post all these. Every episode that I do, or every show that I do, I would make sure I put it on all the different platforms. So that's Facebook, two Facebook pages, Twitter, LinkedIn, and what's the other one? I don't put it on IG because it's hard for me to do that. But on, YouTube. So it's on those pages or on those sites or platforms as well. So you want to make sure you check those out. So if you have career opportunities, hospitality, I mean, there's always career opportunities out there. And why not have someone else? Because there's a lot of hospitality people or hotel people to listen to the show, right? So you got 50% hotel people or hospitality people, CVB people, influencers, people like that, restaurant people, food and beverage people, 50% of those, and then 50% of people that are buyers, meaning people that are interested and listen to the show and buying whatever I'm, you know, talking about. If that's, you know, hotels here in LA, if that's hotels in, you know, Seattle, I just pulled Seattle out, wherever it is, because our feeder cities encompass LA, Orange County, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. Okay, those are the feeder cities. Those are, you know, I get metrics and it tells me where people listen to things like that. So we go as far as the Philippines and the Pacific, and then we go as far as the Caribbean, like Jamaica, Bahamas as well. And then there are people that in the UK that listen and watch it on Facebook Live as well. So thank you very much for doing that as well. We do appreciate you. And you, like I said, you get the chance to advertise your brand, advertise you. If you're the brand, that's fine. If you work for a hotel, that's fine as well. So you can reach out to me and do that. What is the Russell Hotels Group? Now, there are several things that Russell Hotels does, and I'll go through a couple of them if you don't mind. Business development, new partnership with Broaden Hotels. I'm helping them find other management contracts for them. So they have 15 hotels, and they're trying to grow their portfolio. So basically, Broaden Hotels manages hotels. For the most part, their sweet spot or where they started was with boutique hotels. So smaller boutique hotels, probably I would say 40 rooms up to the largest one I believe that they have is 180 rooms. And that's actually a Sportsman's Lodge here in Studio City. But they're looking to expand to smaller brands, to like your Courtyard, your Spring Hill Suites, things like that. So limited service hotels, if you will. So they're looking to expand to those companies as well, or those hotels as well. So a lot of there's owners out there that don't want to manage. They don't want to own and manage their hotels, right? Which could be smart, but there's owners that actually do a good job of doing that as well. But there's a lot of them that just want to be investors and they don't want to manage their entire hotel. Well, that's where Broughton Hotels would come in. And Broughton Hotels is based in Anaheim, just so you didn't know. CEO is Larry Broughton. And then the two other officers that are support Larry are Jim Schichta, who is a COO, Chief Operating Officer, and Robert Rycroft, who is a CFO. So I happen to know all three of them because guess why I know them? Because I used to work for them. So I know the company and I know the work that they do for people that are getting, you know, owners that may not know a lot about the hotel industry but want to get involved. I mean, these people will walk them every step of the way because I know it because I've seen them do it. So there you go. So that's one thing. So that's the business development part. Financial planning for hospitality professionals. You know, I mentioned this a little while ago. I've been to 14 different hotels, right? So how many of those hotels do you think out of the 14 had like a 401k, right? So I had a 401k that I left there and rolled it over somewhere else. So that's where this financial planning comes into, because in the past I had like, I think I want to say five of them. So I had at five of those 14 hotels, I left like a 401k there because, you know, I just thought, you know, when I retire, then, you know, I'll roll it over whatever. Well, guess what? It's not gaining any money. It's just staying with someone and you don't have control over it. So what I was advised to do was to roll it over into a 401k that I could manage or a mutual fund that I could manage myself, right, with the help of a financial advisor. So I had this financial advisor, and then he told me what I should do. So that's what I started doing. So I said, you know what? I wonder if a lot of our people, meaning people in our industry, hospitality people, because they had to have done the same thing, because we all move around, right? We all move around. We all have 401ks and things like that we may leave with a previous employer. Well, is that a good thing to leave it there? No. I'm saying today, no, it's not a good thing. So what I did is went back to school, took some classes, and started learning about this, right? So actually one thing I did, because I found a lot of people were underinsured too. So I went ahead, the process goes, you get your life insurance license first, okay, through the state of California or whatever state you happen to be living in, right? But guess what? Once you have it in one state, you can get it all in the other state. It's just basically, you just got to see what the requirements are from the other states. And it's, I'm going to say it's easy, but it's not a hard process to get, you know, to get licensed in other states, just so you know. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about though. But what I did was went ahead and got educated on that. So I have my life license, right? And I'm working on a securities license, because you cannot do mutual funds, 401ks, all that stuff. You cannot set that stuff up without being licensed. Okay. This is not a Ponzi scheme thing. This is not anything like illegal, right? You have to be licensed to do these things. Okay. So I'm taking those steps to do that. So, but like I said, I identified there's a lot of people in our industry that they may not have mutual funds, or they may not be investing for their future, for their retirement. So that's one thing I identified early on. I like, well, huh, how can I assist my industry? Because I'm always thinking about how I can make or at least educate our people in our industry. And that was one way I can do that, right? So life insurance, if you're not, you don't have life insurance or maybe not insured enough, you need to reach out and let someone know, all right? And then mutual funds, if you moved around, or 401ks, if you moved around, you need to move that into somewhere where it's close to you, where you have access to it, okay? So though, that's my advice. If you have any questions at all about that, please give me a call. My number's on my website, which is russellofhotels.com. So that's another thing that I do. Hotel site selection. Of course I do that, right? So my job is to assist companies and organizations with finding the right hotel for their event. So if that's a reunion. That can be a reunion. That can be a conference, a convention, a retreat, whatever it is. 10 rooms or more is considered a group. So my job is to assist those companies and organizations with finding the suitable location for their meeting. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit in a minute. And then digital marketing. So if you look at any of my social media platforms, I do digital marketing all day long. If I'm not doing it for other company, another hotel or whatever, I'm doing it for myself because, like I said, it's about being relevant. So even I need to be relevant, and my brand needs to be relevant, right? Or stay relevant. So check out some of the things that I do. I do this thing called my office for the day. Actually, I was in Long Beach at the Long Beach Westin yesterday, right? So I posted those things, posted just one picture, my office of the day, you know, that kind of stuff. So I've been doing that for a while, but that's just something that I do just to make sure I stay relevant or the brand stays relevant. And I also throws a shout out to that hotel that I'm happen to be in the lobby using their Wi-Fi. So I guess, you know, if I'm gonna use their Wi-Fi, I got to give them a shout out, right? So people can see that. So there you go. So it serves two purposes. It makes me relevant, or keeps me relevant, and then gives a shout out to the hotel or wherever I happen to be. So there you go. You got to give back, right? So as a meeting planner, we go to all these hotels and things like that. And it surprises me. And well, let me take a drink of water here because it really surprises me. It surprises me that we as meeting planners, meeting professionals, hotel site selection people, whatever you want to call us, right? Third party, or we work for a company, whatever you want to call us. We go to these, we get invited to lunch a lot. We do a lot of things in these hotels, but we don't post things about their hotels, right? I mean, some people do, but the masses, because I've seen it, I go on these fam trips all the time. A lot of people don't even post things about the hotel. You know, your experience, the food that you're eating, maybe even the person, your salesperson. I mean, if you can do that stuff, if the salespeople will allow you to do that, I mean, I couldn't see a reason why they wouldn't, but sometimes, you know, whatever. But I always make it a point to make sure wherever I am, I make sure I post about that hotel. And this is all positive stuff. It's, you know, just basically where I am for that day. If it's my office, hashtag my office for the day, you'll see that. You can just check out my office for the day and you'll see all the places I've been, wherever I am. You know, I'm posted up, maybe using it as an office because I work out of my home. So, every now and then I want to get out and get in, you know, see another hotel, check out a hotel or whatever. So I want to make sure I post things about that hotel. So tell people you should make sure that the people that are visiting you, i.e. meeting planners like myself, say, hey, you know, you ever thought about posting things or can you post something on our behalf or something like that? I mean, they shouldn't have to ask, but maybe they should. I don't know. But that's what I do. So they'll never have to ask me because that's what I do anyway. So that's why I post things. I post food because it gives a shout out to the restaurant, right? Even if it's my food, it gives a shout out to my kitchen, right? Now I'm being silly. Okay. But anyway, so that's part of digital marketing. That's part of things that I do. Okay. You can do it as well. Like I said, hashtag unplugged. I mean, hashtag hospitality unplugged. We can do what we want to do on Air with Russell of Hotel Show. We can talk about everything, but it's all about helping our industry, the hospitality industry. And that's, like I said, that makes up of hotels, restaurants, influencers, CVBs, tourism boards, all those types of things. That's what makes up the hospitality industry that I'm in. And I want to make sure that I'm giving back, right? However I need to do that, that's what I'm making sure I'm doing. If that's educating them on, you know, what to do with the rollovers, you know, financial rollovers. If I'm educating them on how to work with CVBs, how to be a general manager or do task force or whatever the heck it is, I want to make sure people know that's what I do and I'm here to assist. Radio show host, that's the third thing, or I'm sorry, the fifth thing that I do. I'm a radio show host. So I started this thing a year ago. It'll be a year ago on the 23rd of this month that I just wanted to stay relevant, right? And I'm like, well, people are doing podcasts. Why can't I do one? Or I want to take it a step further. I'm not just going to do a podcast. I want to do a live show that happens to become a podcast. So that's what I do. And some shows I have guests here. I interview today's professionals. Like last week, I had Sam Thompson with Sync Meeting Management. So shout out to Sam, and thank you, Sam, so much for coming on and talking about your business and how you got started in the business and how you worked your way up to start your own company and your partners and things like that. So that was a very interesting story. If you did not hear that one, I mean, you can go back, and it is on. I did post that on my LinkedIn. I posted on everything, LinkedIn page and things like that. So the video is on there. But if you just wanted to listen to the audio, you can go LA Talk Radio and just Russell on Air with Russell Hotels, and you'll find it. And you look at all of them. I think I've done close to 50 shows now. So you can listen to all of them if you like. So, yeah, so I interviewed today's hospitality professionals. But today is not one of those days I'm going to be interviewing. You're just going to talk to me today, okay? So it's just going to be me. But it won't be long, and it won't be bad, okay? Who's on blast? Now, what does on blast mean? On blast means these are people that I want on the show, right? So it's not a bad thing. I don't put people on blast to ridicule them or anything like that. No. These are people that I respect in the industry that I would like on the show. They can talk about, you know, how they started in the industry because everyone has a story, right? Everyone came from a different place. Everybody has a different background of how they got involved in this industry we call hospitality, okay? So with that being said, the first one on this list is Brian Churchill, VP LA Tourism. Brian, you're on blast. Carol Motley, a.k.a. C-Mott, she's a director of convention sales at Destination DC. Luis Flores, he's at Universal Studios. Stephanie Corsino, you're on blast. She's with Hong Kong Tourism, formerly of the, Beverly Garland. It's called the Garland. Yeah, it used to be called the Beverly Garland, but it's called the Garland now. So she's out here in the Valley. And that's where LA Talk Radio is. Just in case I didn't mention, LA Talk Radio is actually located in Sherman Oaks, California, which is right outside of Los Angeles. And it's called the Valley section of LA. So just in case you're not from LA or this area and you're just wondering where the heck is he broadcasting from. Once again, thank you to Samuel Thompson with Sync Meeting Management for being my host last week. And then congratulations are in order. Oh my God, this was well deserved, and not really, it was not a surprise that she would get this position, but you know, I'm always happy for people, especially people that I know that I really admire and respect in the industry. And guess what? She's a friend of the show because she's been on the show. So congratulations to Marilis Kroc. She was formerly the senior director of meeting sales with Visit Anaheim, promoted within the same organization, Visit Anaheim. She got promoted to vice president of meeting and partnership sales. So Marilis is now vice president of meetings and partnership sales with Visit Anaheim. So congratulations to you, Marilis. I told you I was going to give you a shout out, and I am. So I just happened to see this on Instagram. I think it was over the weekend, and I saw it. I'm like, oh my God, I got to mention that on the show. So congratulations to Marilis. Well deserved. Like I said, she's been on the show. It was a great show. We got to get her back on here. I'm sure she got a different attitude, different flow now. Different vibe because she's a VP now, right? So I'm sure she does. And it's funny, I always say this, when people that have been on the show, they go on to do bigger and better things. So we had someone else on the show that became a VP as well. So this is the second one that's become a VP. So Marilis is the second one. And then we had Doug Caldwell that became he's now with Atlantis Hotels in the Bahamas. So all these people are doing great things. They were doing great things before, but now they just elevated themselves because they're on Air with Russell Hotels show. Isn't that something? So everybody should be knocking on this door trying to get on this show, because when you get on the show, great things are happening after that. That was funny. But no, congratulations to Marilis. I'm very excited for her. I'm very proud of her. And it's good to see when, you know, people that you kind of seen over the years, you know, you see them at shows, you always heard nothing but great things about them. I mean, they're great people, and then they actually get these great promotions and positions and things like that, because sometimes we look at certain people like, how'd they get that job, you know? But Marilis, I know how she got the job, because she busts her butt, and she's at every industry event, and their clients love her, And that's what it's all about, right? So I know how she got the job because she busted, because I've seen her. So there you go. Ooh, I got kind of, ooh, you see that? Got a little excited there. So my topic today, and I'm not going to talk very long, is using your CVB for sourcing. And I may have talked about this before in the past. I don't know. Maybe 10 shows ago. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's Hospitality Unplugged. So today I'm talking about it again. And the reason why that I'm talking about this is because I had this great experience working with Veronica Rivera, who is a national sales director at San Diego Tourism Authority. Okay, so I probably met her one time before at an industry function. So you talk to people and then you meet them. Hey, how you doing? What do you do? Blah, 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 blah. And you move on, right? Well, it's one thing to meet people, but then when you need them, it's quite something else, right? So my experience with Veronica was I didn't expect it to be like this, but I'll tell you why I didn't expect it. Because, okay, this is what I did. Okay, so I had this group that I needed to source in San Diego. Okay, say it's 6,800 people meeting for, I want to say four day meeting in San Diego, right? So I'm kind of familiar with San Diego, but not familiar where I needed to try to source it on my own, right? It's all about, for me, 2020 is all about, you know, connecting people together and collaboration, okay? And I think I may have mentioned that earlier. And if I didn't mention earlier, I have mentioned it on several postings that I've done on social media. So I emailed, Veronica on a Friday, okay? And I got the bounce back saying that she was out of the office. But it said to, if it's an emergency, it didn't say emergency, call her assistant. It said, if it's an emergency, call me on my cell, right? So I'm like, what? Really? Okay. So I'm going to see if this is really going to work, right? Because a lot of people put that on their thing, but they never answer. They never respond, whatever. So I didn't want to call her, so I text her, right? So I text, who I was, first of all, was make sure she knew who I was, remember me, and then let her know that I had sent her an email stating, what I was looking for. And it was a quick turnaround time because the group, they meet within a month, right? Within 30 days. So, time is of the essence when it comes down to that. So I kind of told her that. I sent her just a brief little text as who I was, and I sent her an email. Well, she responded right away. She was on vacation, okay? So she responded right away, and she got me in touch with the right salesperson within the bureau and things like that. And it stuff just worked like clockwork, right? So started getting responses like that same day. I think that same Friday, by the end, I was getting responses. Into Monday, I was getting responses because the client needed to make a decision by Tuesday of just, of last week, right? So all this stuff worked well, and it just made me, like I said, I had never worked with her as a partner before, right? I mean, like, you meet people and you hope they're going to be like that, but I've had some people that I met and it wasn't like that. The experience wasn't like that. So I'm always one of those people that if I have a great experience, then I'm going to tell people that I have a great experience with that organization, with that person or whatever. So I'm telling you today, I had a great experience with Veronica Rivera, National Sales Director with San Diego Tourism Authority. So basically, when you work with a CVB, their job is to, and guess what? It's free, right? Just like my services are free. It's their services are free. So basically, I've had an RFP for a group. I sent an RFP out. I emailed it to Veronica. She sent it to her sales manager. The sales manager sourced it out to all the hotel partners. Okay, and then the hotel partners send things to me directly and copy them on, meaning the CVB. They copy the CVB or the tourism authority on the response to me. So I sent an RFP, request for proposal, and they send me back a proposal. And that's what the price is and their availability and things like that. So like I said, everything just went great, and I was so happy that got everything back, because as I'm getting things back, I'm updating my client. Because the client, one thing you don't want is for your client to be wondering, well, what's taking them so long to get back to me? And I tell my clients, I said, well, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm sourcing it, right? So I should be getting responses by you know, I'll say by end of the day today, at least I should get several responses. So what I do is a spreadsheet, and a lot of meeting planners do this, I'm sure. I do a spreadsheet and then with all the hotels that have responded to me, and I send it as I get them. I mean, if I have to update it five times in a day, I'm updating it five times in a day because I want to make sure the client is up on it. They know exactly what's going on. They don't have to guess. They don't have to be worrying and panicking and call me like, hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? No, I map everything out for them, right? So they know exactly what's going on, and so there's nothing left to the imagination. So I did that, and then all the while, you know, Veronica, when she got back in the office on that Monday, she followed up, you know, make sure everything was going okay. Is there anything else I can do? And she was actually doing that. I think she even emailed me on Saturday just to say, hey, I just want to make sure everything's going okay, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I did get some responses, things like that. She goes, okay, I'll make sure I follow up when I get back in the office, which she did, and she followed up with me as well. And our hotel partners did the same thing. They emailed me, they called me, they, you know, if they needed clarification on certain things, they did. That's how it's supposed to work. That's like a well-oiled machine that was working. So from when I sent it to Veronica, when she gave it to a salesperson, and when they disseminated it to the hotel partners, and the hotel partners started giving me the information, and then I compiled information and give it to my client. That's exactly how I envisioned that it would work, and it's exactly how it did work. But like I said, what separates the process from another process, or the good process from bad process, is the people involved, right? The people are following up. They actually called me, because I've done things like this before where I never even got a phone call, right? You know, thanking me for this or asking me this, asking me that. They may have sent a half email, but I mean, I got phone calls and emails, right? Just basically following up on that. So I do thank the partners in San Diego, the San Diego hotel community. But it starts with, like I said, it started with Veronica Rivera, who was on vacation. And she, quite frankly, she could have said, you know, and I deal with this on Monday. But that's not what she's about. So that just told me a lot. Just that one encounter right there. And I, like I said, I've only met her one time. Okay. I've only seen her one time. Maybe talking on the phone, maybe another time. But I only met her one time in person. So, but I mean, that's someone that's dedicated to what they're doing. So, and I do appreciate that. So that stuff does not go unnoticed. So I want to make sure that that's the biggest shout out I can give right now. Right. So Veronica Rivera, thank you very much for doing that. The San Diego Tourism Authority, all the member hotels or the partner hotels, I do appreciate you guys doing that as well. And then I respond once the client decided which hotel they wanted. I made sure I sent out an email to everyone and made phone calls to make sure they knew that a hotel had been selected, which hotel had been selected, and move forward from there. So that's how the process worked. So it was like a 2-3 day, I guess it started on Friday, ended like on a Monday. On Tuesday, the client had made a decision, and move forward. So you go, works. So that's how it should work, right? So for people, I know for people that are working in hotels, they already know about that process, or at least the salespeople. But, you know, for the layman or the people, the buyers that listen to the show may not know how that process works. So that's why I'm trying to educate those people. I mean, you can go through that process yourself, or you can call Russell of Hotels, and Russell of Hotels will assist you with that process, because that's what Russell of Hotels does. His job is to help out clients, their corporations, their associations, their government groups, their, you know, religious organizations, whatever the group happens to be, medical groups, pharmaceuticals, whatever. I'm here to assist. So that's what we do. Or that's what I do. So there you go. So that's what I was talking about. And collaboration and connecting. So that's going to be my mantra for 2020. And Sam and I, last week, Sam Thompson, we'd always talk about collaboration, you know, collaborating with him on certain things. Because like I said, he's a third party, just like I'm a third party. But what he does that I don't do is that he offers meeting management services, right? So say I book the meeting and the group that I booked it for, they don't have anyone to manage their meeting. Well, Sam will have someone. He has a whole team of people that will come in and manage the meetings. So that's what I'm talking about as far as collaboration, and my job is to connect people with people that, you know, may not know that this person does this. So that's what I'm trying to be. Russell of Hotels, trying to be this collaborative, this book of collaboration, right? So if you need to collaborate with somebody, you know, contact Russell of Hotels, or you need to connect with somebody, well, Russell knows this person, Russell knows that, Russell can do this, Russell can do that. You know, if I can't do it, at least I can get you in touch with someone that can. And that's what, you know, like I said, that's, it's all about the education part. It's all about educating on people that may do this that you didn't know about it. So, and it's going to go beyond just hospitality or things that, that are in my wheelhouse. So, but like I said, my job is to educate as many people as I can. The radio show is one way of doing that. The social media pieces that I do, another way of doing that. So all the stuff, hopefully it all helps all the things that I do. You know, the business development, the financial services, the radio show, the social media things that I do. I mean, all these things kind of work together. Well, they have to work together, right? So that's what Russell of Hotels is. That's what I stand for. And like I said, moving forward into 2020, it's going to be all about collaboration and connecting people. So that's what I'm trying to do. So once again, I want to thank you guys for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I'm cutting a little short today. Maybe a minute short. Not really. But it's been fun. It's a beautiful day. So I'm going to go outside and enjoy the cool, crisp air. You know, the last couple, like the last week, it's been kind of, it's cold in the morning. It's been in the 40s this morning. I walk, run in the mornings. So it's been like, it was in the 40s, like 45 degrees this morning or something like that. It was so crisp and it just, ugh. Because I don't like heat. Just in case you guys didn't know, I'm from Blythe, California, which is, sits on the California-Arizona border. And yeah, it's in the desert for the most part. And it's hot. Okay, in the summer, you can get reached up to 120, 25 degrees, okay? So I don't want any heat in my life, okay? So that's why when it's cold like this, it's cool like this, I'm excited because I love the cool weather, the crisp weather. I love being on the East Coast when it's snowing and cold and things like that. I took a trip to Alaska. I love, although it was in the summer, some of the places were still kind of rainy and kind of cold, so I love that stuff. So I look forward to that. But anyway, that's just, I don't know why I went to that direction, but I did. But anyway, so that's it. So happy birthday to my mom again. Thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I'm on every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Okay. And that's Pacific Standard Time. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great week and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.